Are you strapped for cash but need a car right now? No problem. Get an auto loan from ASE and make no payment for 90 days. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
Grammy-nominated Joe Bonamassa, hailed as one of the world's greatest guitar players. Rock Titan Joe Bonamassa, live in concert on Thursday, February 13th at the MPAC. Tickets available at Ticketmaster.com. Joe Bonamassa. Don't miss your chance to experience the guitar event of the year.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is here. Valentine's Day right around the corner. Man, this year's already zipping by.
I mean, I'm telling you. And you know what we do at Tucker Pecan at Valentine's? We make these truffles. Ooh, Lord. You talking about good? We'll have red velvet truffles, German chocolate truffles, chocolate truffles. We'll have all kinds of great truffles, a caramel truffle.
If you don't go get some of these truffles, you're going to be in trouble.
Exactly. I mean, they fly off the shelf, and we're going to start making them. And boy, when we start making them, we'll put them in little pretty little containers. And, you know, you can get it for your wife, your girlfriend, your kids, just anybody to show them, thank you, I love you. And that's what we're going to have at Tucker Pecan. And if you want to do some truffles and add a necklace with it, we've got some great jewelry coming in from market. You just got to come see it. And if they don't like truffles, get them some roasted salted pecans. We are located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. Or you can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4444. Or like us on Facebook.
It's time to show your sweetheart how much you care with a Jenny Lind's floral creation for Valentine's Day. Skip the grocery store flowers and make one quick call, 285-1000. Roses, lilies, beautiful bouquets, and gift baskets designed just for your sweetie. Call Jenny Lind's Creations, 285-1000.
Do you ever wonder why some companies have built such a solid quality brand while others struggle with their quality of service? It's simple. It's all about the company culture. If ownership takes quality care of their team members, then their sales, admin, and service techs take pride in treating their customers with exemplary service. This is what happens when you use Weedman of Greater Montgomery. Hi, this is Terry. Our local management and co-ownership team of twins, Grant and Kyle Falk, give you double the caring attitude towards you, the customer. Actually, our customers say it best. Linda A. says, "We've used Weedman for 3 years. I would encourage anyone ready to change services and looking for a dependable lawn care service to give Weedman a try." Nicole S. gushes, "Weedman saved my lawn. It was horrible after years of another company going through the motions. Now my yard looks as good as the neighbor's, who obsesses over his yard." Thanks, Nicole. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today for a free price quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Our caring culture sets us apart. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
Great Clips is having a great grand opening because at Great Clips, it's gonna be great. And that means everything. Your haircut, the price, even their grand openings. So come to the new Great Clips located at 7747 East Chase Parkway in front of Best Buy. In celebration of their grand opening, they're offering $6.99 haircuts for a limited time. Help celebrate by stopping in today for a $6.99 haircut at Great Clips East Chase in front of Best Buy. Great Clips, it's gonna be great.
Joe Bonamassa is coming to the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, and News Talk 93.1 has your tickets. Tune into the morning show with Greg, Jay, and Rich all week long to win one pair of tickets per day to see Joe Bonamassa at the MPAC on February 13th. Tickets to Joe Bonamassa at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, February 13th, from News Talk 93.1.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right, Jack. I'm doing all right. 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. And without further ado, let's go right to those phone lines and talk to Kate.
Kate?
Very patient. Kate?
Thanks for calling.
Hey, good. How are you guys doing this morning?
Fine. How's it going?
Good. So, I got a question.
All right.
And it all revolves around Jeff Coleman.
Okay.
My mom, she lives down south, and she gets the Wiregrass Co-op magazine.
Yeah.
And I am sure y'all, I tuned in late, but, you know, I know that y'all probably have heard of the cover magazine and the inside story, all this coverage that's going on perfectly timed right before, you know, the election. You know, my family has been going to all of, like, the forums and everything so that our adult kids and my mother and everyone can be informed voters.
Okay, cool.
March 3rd. You know, we've paid attention to what, you know, Barry Moore said, what Troy King said, Jeff Coleman, you know, and won't say where we're leaning, but, you know, we've liked what we've heard a little bit from, you know, all of them.
Sure,
I mean,
sure.
Barry seems to have the most in-depth knowledge of certain bills and stuff that we've watched during forums that, you know, the other candidates have kind of skipped over because they didn't know what they were speaking about.
Right. Well, I would expect you to like Barry if you're from down at Enterprise.
We're from it. Yeah, we're from down in the side, yeah.
Okay.
But that does not, you know, do it.
All right.
But,
get to your point about Coleman.
Sure.
And I'm not trying to rush. We got other callers.
Oh, no. I fully understand that. My mom is more elderly, of course, and Barry has always run on being the only veteran in the race. And now she's come up to me, along with many of her friends, and said, hey, I thought Barry was the only veteran. Why am I seeing Coleman in this military uniform?
It's a flight suit, right?
Yeah, flight suit. And, of course, being in the Enterprise area, she's used to seeing flight suits,
sure.
You know, because they're all around, you know. And especially, I mean, he was with the older gentleman and everything in the photos. So, of course, you know, she was looking at them as being instructors from, like, the flight school on Fort Rucker. And so her and a lot of her friends, they are just totally confused on, is this dude military, you know? And it's like, it's just totally...
Well, it was clearly done to make people think that he was military.
Right. And that's the... I know, I've looked at the magazine. I was like, with her being a member, it's like, okay, it's supposed to be, you know, a nonprofit and all this. And like, this article just, it ran to where it was like they were endorsing him.
Now, what publication was this?
It was the Wiregrass Electric Co-op, and it just came out. It's like
They can't get involved in campaigns, can they? Co-ops? Unless they have a political action committee, but that's separate and apart from the co-op itself.
Yeah, I have no clue. I've looked it up, and you know, it talks about nonprofits can't, you know, pose anything that's political. And so, you know, we're trying to figure out, you know, first of all, why they have Jeff Coleman on the front.
Is that the co-op that has Les Moreland? Is that his name, Les?
Yes. I saw an article that he wrote in the article, and his name, Moreland, was on there, yeah.
Okay. All right.
So I'm just trying to figure out, you know, I mean, I want everyone to get, you know, equal time, and, you know,
yeah.
It just feels really staged that Jeff is now having this, but to have it come out with him in a flight suit looking, you know, outfit, it's just really questionable, and it's rubbing me the wrong way and my, you know, mom the wrong way.
Yeah,
and
sure.
A lot of her older friends, you know. So I just,
Well, Kate,
I was just calling in to vent a little on that.
Well, thank you for calling. We got other callers, and thanks for pointing that out.
Thanks,
appreciate
Kate.
It.
Yes.
Let's go to the phones and talk to Shag, like the carpet. Hey, Shag.
Hey, how you doing this morning?
Fine. How's it going?
I was calling about this Alabama Wiregrass Electric Co-op article with these pictures. Now, I'm retired from active duty from the Marine Corps. This is an affront to all people that actually are serving and have served. A picture of him with those helicopters standing there with other, it's obvious these are flight instructors that he's standing with. Therefore, the inference is that he is also military for someone that really doesn't know emblems and insignias. And I think it's an affront to the military. This article, the last caller mentioned about it being in Wiregrass Electric Co-op, I think they're playing on thin ice publishing this because they are a 501(c). I think they may be a 12 because they are a co-op instead of a 3.
Yeah.
But, you know, he is definitely had to pay a $5 million fine for padding the weights. Now, in his stump speeches, he has said at one time it was legal fees, then another time that no one did anything wrong. Then another time he said that one person did something wrong, that it was a business decision. But looking at the actual documents, he settled for $5 million. So it was something there.
No, I totally agree with that. You don't settle for $5 million if you hadn't done anything wrong.
And he blamed it on one person. But I just think this thing. Now, Barry is the only actual veteran. And since Jeff has never been in veteran and he's getting this bad publicity because of cheating the military, and I'm a Marine, and I don't know if he ever cheated when I moved. It didn't cost me personally other than tax money. And that's where some people don't get it, that they are paying because they're paying taxes.
Right, right.
Even when we move in the military, we pay taxes. So we're helping to pay for that, and it's obvious that he cheated the military, and I think he's trying to put up an affront in this area, in the Wiregrass Electric Co-op in Moreland. He actually stated, you know, things like that he is supports Jeff's advocacy for the Army and as a civilian aide. He's treading on real thin ice by putting this out. It's a February edition of the Wiregrass Electric Co-op magazine that they put out. And I think the whole thing is an affront to the military and trying to, and that, like the last caller said, some of the older people that look at this, they think he was actually in the military.
Right.
Right.
Well, Shag, thank you for the call. Well, we appreciate you pointing this out.
And before you go, who do you like? Is it in the race, if it's not
Coleman? I'm a Marine. I'm a veteran, so I'm for Barry.
Okay.
Well, thanks for calling, Shag.
Appreciate you.
Appreciate your input.
272-9228. Let's go to Bob. Hey, Bob.
Hey, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Hey, I've just enjoyed listening to Shag, and I agree with everything he has said. And I am a retired a military guy. I spent over 30 years on active duty, 18 of that in aviation, and 4 of that flight suit during that time frame. And I've listened you know, on your show this morning, and with the people that are running, I'd just say that one thing that has always impressed me is experience. And experience is knowledge gained over time, and once you get it, it's yours to keep. Nobody can take it away from you. You can't buy it, you can't issue, and you can't delegate it. But it looks like somebody's trying to buy some of that experience from my point of view. And I will just say that I'm a Barry Moore supporter, have been when he ran for the state. And I think his experience as a state representative and his policy that he's shown during that time, especially in support of veterans, his honesty and his support of the president back when starting the president was running was not popular. And he came on board I have not seen the co-op article, but the information that I've heard this morning, it sounds like that that falls right in with the comments that was made earlier, and I think that ad has been pulled about being a moving man and knowing more than the president about moving.
Well, we appreciate your call, Bob. Thanks for sharing your views with us.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
272-9228, Barry Moore supporters out in force.
Yeah, they are. It sounds like they are a little ticked off.
Welcome to the show, Jim. You're on News and Views.
Hey, hi, how's it going?
How you doing, man?
I'm doing great. Hey, I'd just like to say that I am a veteran. I moved to the Fort Rucker area in about 2013, and I just recently learned that I was probably a victim of the whole Coleman overweighting scam, because after we got moved in, I got a bill from the Department of Defense for about $1,300 because we were overweight.
Really?
Now, having been in the military a long time, I was successfully able to fight that because we found out that they didn't deduct all of the excess packaging from our move. It was about 10%. So when they deducted the 10%, they determined that I didn't have to pay anything. But wow. Then, you know, we moved so often. I was only at Rucker for 2 years and moved to D.C. and then just moved back about 6 or 8 months ago and finally unpacked some of those boxes that we never unpacked. And most of them were packed with just paper and empty rolls of tape and stuff that we never actually, you know, moved. So we were really pissed off when we found out that, you know, all this was going on, and yeah, it was a Coleman mover that moved us in and moved us out. So, as a veteran, I'm just really angry about all of this coming out about Coleman.
Yeah.
And now with all this stuff about the flight suits, because, you know, at Fort Rucker, that's what it's all about.
Sure.
It just makes it look really, really bad, and I'm really disappointed with Wiregrass Electric, because they are basic, I don't know if it's free advertising, he probably paid for it, but, you know, it's just really, really bad.
Well, we appreciate your call, Jim.
I appreciate it. Thanks.
Thanks. Yeah, I mean, if this co-op has a picture of Coleman on it, are they going to have Troy King in a few weeks and Terry Hasdorf and Jessica Coleman and Barry Moore?
Yeah, I think somebody sent me actually this photo Saturday night. Just a random listener sent it to me. I was like, oh, well, that's interesting.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah. 272-9228, 272-9228. But like we were saying, I think this is still Jeff Coleman's to lose with all the money
he's spending.
Well,
this isn't helping him, I'll tell you that.
I would be highly surprised if he doesn't make a runoff. I think he will make a runoff. It's just a matter of who's going to get that other slot in the runoff. 272-9228. The impeachment trial, by the way, folks, is still going on. Even though, you know, Iowa caucuses tonight, State of the Union tomorrow. They're now doing their closing arguments. Val Demings, Democrat from Florida, is up there for the House impeachment managers. Will this just end already? 272-9228. Let's go to the phones. News and Views, you're on the air. Who's this? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air. Who's this?
Oh, it's Kate again. I just wanted to call back because I heard you talk about the magazine cover again, and I just wanted to say that is just a monthly magazine, so it only comes out once a month.
Oh, okay.
Very convenient.
It's out to everyone on the first.
Okay. Well, thank you for sharing that.
Thank you for clarifying
You're
that.
You're welcome.
Appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you.
Thank you. 272-9228.
That's kind of shady, in my opinion.
Yeah. News and Views, who's this?
This is Sam.
Hey, Sam. How you doing?
Yeah. You said the word shady, and so I called in.
it's like your bat signal.
See, there you go. A little bat in the air. I got a few bats in the belfry. Y'all sound great this morning, but I just wanted to chime in about how common, I would say institutionalized, the padding the weight was in the late 70s. I helped a couple friends move, a couple of airmen right out of Gunner. And with the way they were doing it, if you got your own U-Haul, you loaded it up, you ran it over a scale, they weighed it, and you were paid. You got a mileage, and you got, according to the weight of the vehicle, you got a certain dividend. And So there were people, I remember one time an MG got pushed. You'd get the big, largest U-Haul you could find, motorcycles, your buddy's weight set. People would, you know, overload them. And that way they'd get a little bonus check wherever they ended up. And by the time you drove across the country, it, anyways, it added up. But it was, I think it was fairly common. And at some point, somebody had to crack down on it. But I got a feeling he wasn't the only one that was padding the weight. And they just got greedy with it.
Right.
I hope I made some sense.
You did.
And ever since this broke about Jeff Coleman's company, I figured this is just a classic case of government working with these private operators, and it makes it ripe for corruption. Because, you know, the government's got a big piggy bank.
Yeah, that's it. And it's I've been, last 4 or 5 months, I've been harping on, I've noticed a trend now, like a Department of Education. I've seen quite a bit of corruption out of them. I've just been seeing it on the news, and it's a billion here, a billion there. And it's just, I just believe there's a lot of money going out of D.C. that, it's just, you know, here you go. In the military, they give you a uniform with big pockets, and they expect you to put something in it. So, okay, that's all I got, man.
All right, well, thanks for
appreciate it, Sam.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, man, talk to y'all later.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Folks, again, they brought you the first hour of the program, bringing you this part of News and Views as well. Dan Black Studios. Again, 50% off Valentine's special for all video transfers, videotape to DVDs, to analog to digital format. This does not include films for the Valentine's special, but 50% off for News and Views listeners. But you got to tell Dan Black and the team when you call 279-6036, 279-6036, that you are, in fact, a News and Views listener to get that 50% off your video transfers. Dan Black Studios also provides business services from website design to video editing. Maybe you have a bunch of photos or raw video footage already shot. They can put it together for you, a nice slick production package, or they can do video production from the ground up, whether it's training videos for your place of business or TV commercials, or maybe you're looking to do an online branding video. Anything to do with video services, you should be thinking of Dan Black Studios. Again, their number, 279-6036, 279-6036. And when you call, say you're a News and Views listener to get 50% off all video transfers, not including films for a Valentine's special. 272-9228 if you want to get in. Let's hit another quick break. More News and Views with Joey Clark and Jack Campbell after this.
You never know where the knife will go, and they ain't missed yet. The spoon survived, they stay alive.
And talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Looking for that perfect Valentine gift that says, I love you? Here it is. BF Goodrich Tires. Hi, I'm Jared at Tire City. This Valentine's weekend, you can save up to 50% when you buy 4 BF Goodrich passenger or light truck tires at Tire City. It's only 2 days, February 14th and 15th. Say I love you and save 50% on BF Goodrich Tires at one of Tire City's 2 locations.
Right tires, expert service, Tire City.
Let's face it, credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I take my daughter and her college friends out for sushi? Here's my card. And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low fixed rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. And pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000. And you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 19% APR. But with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, LightStream.
Want an even lower interest rate? Apply today at lightstream.com/news and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/news for an additional discount. lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/news for more information.
Yes?
Yeah, I'm Bill. You need a porch light installed?
Oh, yes, Bill. My hairdresser says you're
almost an electrician.
That's me.
Do you want someone who's almost an electrician working on your home? Think about that. Because each year, thousands of home fires are caused by faulty wiring. That's why you want a professional, like the electricians at Crosby Electric.
Bill, are you using the right kind of wire?
You know something about electrical wire?
Not really.
Good.
Crosby Electric has been serving the River Region for almost 50 years, and all technicians undergo background checks, drug testing, continuing education, and rigorous safety training.
Okay, this might be a live wire, so just take this 2x4, and if I go into convulsions, give me a good hard knock.
What?
Just a safety precaution. Everybody does it.
Really?
No, not really. When you need professional electrical work, or if you just like someone to assess your home for safety, call the experts at Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
This is David with Mr. Sandman Mattress. I have been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for over 20 years with great results. Their many station formats help me reach a broad cross-section of the local market and have helped me succeed in the highly competitive mattress business.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, or visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm Joey Clark.
I'm Jack Campbell.
Hiya, Dern.
I'm Dern. All right. 272-9228. If y'all want to get in. A lot of calls today.
Yeah, we have had a lot of calls.
Who gave the Barry Moore campaign our number?
I don't know, but hey.
But they're making good points, too. Yeah, I'm not knocking them.
Exactly. That's effective. Hey, if you want to spruce up your home, you got a one-stop shop here in Montgomery.
Yes.
New Look Decorating Center, 6237 Atlanta Highway, where Bell Road dead ends into Atlanta Highway. You go straight, and you'd run right into the business.
Yes.
Brian Carr, Brett Lanham, they're paint color extraordinaires.
Yes, oh yes.
And Brett Lanham has more energy than Carter's has liver pills, let me tell you that.
You've been wearing that Benjamin
I wore it the other day. Yeah. It was cold and nasty, and I put it on my my New Look Decorating Center hoodie. It was quite a hit, and it's so warm. But anyway, they have historic colors over there. If you live in an area where you think that's important to keep keeping with the same, I guess you would call it the same genre of
The same architectural vernacular.
Ooh, how
cool. I have a buddy who, you know Andrew.
Oh, yeah.
That's what he went to school for.
Okay.
Yeah, anyway.
Anyway, they have are Benjamin Moore paint specialist people. That's what they sell at their shop. And let me tell you, Benjamin Moore is a fine paint. And even if you have a paint contractor and you're not do it yourself, you can specify to your paint contractor, hey, I want Benjamin Moore paints. And he or she can go by there and hook up with Brett Lanham and get the paints they need to make your home spruced up and beautiful. They have decorators on staff over there. So if you're kind of like walking in like, I want to spruce up my house, I don't know what... I want to do some sort of a yellow, but I don't want to over yellow. They have people on staff who will work with you to pick out the best possible colors, and they keep all of your info on file. So if you buy paint from them, and then 4 years later, man, I got to do a touch-up, but I don't remember the color, they'll have it on file.
There you go.
That's New Look Decorating Center, 6237 Atlanta Highway, in Montgomery, 271-0007, 271-0007, New Look Decorating. You won't be disappointed, and tell them that Joey and Jack sent you by
indeed,
there.
Indeed, indeed, indeed. 272-9228 if you want to get on the show. That's the number Brittany called. Brittany, welcome to News and Views.
Hey, thank you so much. Hey, guys, I wanted to get into this conversation about the Wiregrass Electric magazine that came out down here in the Wiregrass.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, this really isn't about just one candidate. There's six other, you know, guys and gals, all very good, that should have gotten equal time or equal coverage. And it just really isn't fair. My family is long, long military. And listen, this guy, I don't know if he thinks that he's Tom Cruise or Maverick, but he is. He is not an aviator.
No, he's probably Goose.
Yeah.
Well, it reminds me of Elizabeth Warren saying that she's Pocahontas, you know, or how President Trump talks about her being Pocahontas.
Yeah.
You know, it's like trying to be something that he's not. If he's a businessman, then why not get into the that Huey helicopter and pose with a business suit on in front of a helicopter? Why does he have to get to, you know, a flight suit? And I know it looks basically just look like he's it's just completely set up, staged. It's just to trick the voters.
Yeah, well, I totally think that whoever is in charge of that magazine, I guess it's that Moreland guy, he's certainly showing favoritism to Jeff Coleman, and I think people down there just got a belly full of it. It's what it sounds like from the callers this morning.
Well, I've been listening to you. I listen to you guys all the time, but I will tell you this. This is just, it's unacceptable. It is completely unacceptable, and it's coming out now that on his campaign reports, I guess, that he gave this group of Friends of Army Aviation $1,000 donation, I guess maybe to set this up. I don't know. I'm going to find out more about that, but we're upset about it in our family because we support veterans. We look specifically for candidates who are veterans or have been in the military, and I know Miss Taylor's husband is also in the military.
Yeah.
But, you know, Troy King and Thomas Brown and Bob Rogers and Ms. Hasdorf, who's very impressive, they should have as well had an opportunity to be highlighted. The Wiregrass is very important to aviation and to the Army and to the military. And it's just not right, guys. It's just not right.
Well, thank you for sharing your views, Brittany. We appreciate your call.
Y'all have a wonderful day.
You too. Thanks.
272-9228. Oh, the impeachment thing's still going on. Really?
Oh,
is.
They're all making their little arguments.
Yeah, Senator Cruz, you got an update?
This afternoon, we've seen a whole lot of table banging.
Thank you for that. That's one of my favorite things Ted Cruz has ever said. Though I have to say, Ted Cruz, ever since he's adopted the beard and he's become less of a bomb thrower, not completely out of his wheelhouse now or his, you know, toolbox, but he's become more like the wise senator who knows the Constitution and the law, and he's helping out a lot of his fellow senators, especially in this impeachment trial. I guess I've been impressed with Ted Cruz. I think everybody had a bad taste in their mouth after that primary back in 2015, 2016, where Cruz just got, oh my goodness, he got just gored by Donald Trump. It was bad. And you better believe, Democrats, Trump's coming for you in that same way. I mean, literally, Trump said, how do you argue if you are like Harvard debate like champion? Like Ted Cruz was a debate forensic champion.
I know.
How, if you're that guy, how do you argue against him? And even Trump has said this later at stump speeches. Wait, you know, okay, Governor of Ohio, Kasich, that's easy. Marco Rubio, Mr. Butterface, okay, that's easy. I can handle him. Rand Paul, what the hell's going on with his hair? Anyway, Ted Cruz, debate champion, brilliant man, arguing from the Supreme Court. How do we take him out? Ted, I heard, I don't know if it's true, but I heard your dad helped kill JFK.
Okay, yeah.
How do you argue with that? Oh, my goodness. 272-9228.
Are you going to play that interview?
Yeah.
I think we probably moved past the Barry Moore. Well, some of them were for Barrymore. But the Jeff Coleman calls most of the people from down there near Fort Rucker. That,
right. Anyway. You know, I've not heard of this publication until really today.
I've heard of it, but I mean, that's kind of shady what they did, I think.
Yeah, 272-9228, go wherever you guys want. But we're going to hit a quick break. And coming back, Sean Hannity did conduct an interview with the president of these United States that aired before the Super Bowl. And I thought it was really good, just seeing Trump kind of in the midst of all of this controversy with the impeachment, not to mention political season going on, State of the Union tomorrow night. So get a little taste of what the president is saying, and I love that Hannity does this word association, really good stuff. And in particular, Trump goes after Bloomberg, so that should be interesting. to see. Battle of the Billionaires, maybe? Yeah. Now, Trump's already been in a Battle of the Billionaires with Vince McMahon. That was literally what his wrestling angle was called. Goodness. 272-9228. More news and views after this.
News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now. Most of us love to make buying decisions based on referrals from others. We've built our company on the compliments and referrals of our great customers. Hi, this is Terry for Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery. Our golf course quality timed release products feed lawns for months, not days. We make your yard greener, thicker, more kid-friendly. Strive to be weed-free and do so with an environmentally sound approach to lawn care. But more importantly, you might want to hear what others say about their experience with us. Carlos C. says, Weedman prices for service are very competitive. The difference is you get the best service in the area. I highly recommend you call and get a quote from Weedman. Thanks, Carlos. Weedman is recommended by landscapers, golf course superintendents, and people like Chara S. who gushes. Weedman is very professional, timely, courteous, knowledgeable. I could keep going, but you get the point. I've used other lawn care services, but Weedman exceeds them all. That's quite a compliment. Go to WeedmanUSA.com for a free quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
There's an encouraging reading that indicates factories were busier in January. The Institute for Supply Management's reading for the month says manufacturing picked up. The report offers hope that a prolonged slump in business investment may have bottomed out. Construction spending declined 0.2% in December. Economists were expecting an increase. It's a mixed report. Government construction fell in the month. Building of new single-family homes increased, though. Uber technology shares are up 2.5% after analysts at Wedbush offered optimistic comments about the ride company. JCPenney needs to get its share price over a dollar, or it will no longer be able to trade on the New York Stock Exchange. The NYSE sent JCPenney a notice of non-compliance. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
At Capital One, you can open a new savings account in about 5 minutes and earn five times the national average. Banking with Capital One means five times the savings to help pay for your perfect honeymoon. Or five times the savings toward your family's perfect vacation.
Big fan of water rides.
It's time to help make your savings goals come true. This is Banking Reimagined. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Rate comparison based on FDIC national rate. Capital One NA member FDIC.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Great start to the week. A warming trend continues with a high today in the middle 70s. More sun than clouds. Increasing clouds tonight. Overnight low temperature in the mid-50s. Then scattered showers are possible from time to time tomorrow and tomorrow night. Another spring-like high in the low 70s. Showers and thunderstorms on Wednesday. Some storms possibly severe. We're keeping a close eye on the Wednesday forecast. You should, too. Mid-70s for a high. More rain Thursday with a high around 66. Breezy, much cooler Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you strapped for cash but need a car right now? No problem. Get an auto loan from ASE and make no payment for 90 days. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. This hour of News and Views, this is the second hour of News and Views, brought to you by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Kim Williams and her whole team over there doing fantastic work helping people get that first-time home mortgage. maybe refinancing that current mortgage, helping relieve a little financial stress. You know, financial stress leads to all sorts of life problems. So if Kim Williams and her team can assess your situation, say, hey, we can get you a lower monthly rate, we can help you skip a few payments, that can be a major relief to maybe help you pay off some of those credit card debts or other debts that are really giving you trouble. It's okay. We all get behind. It really depends on your situation. Kim Williams and her team have done amazing things for folks in the past, and I expect they'll continue to do it in the future. Why not be one of those future success stories and find a little relief through refinancing that home mortgage? Also, if you're a veteran, Kim Williams and the whole team over at Alabama Home Mortgage, well, they're family members of veterans. They're friends of veterans. They understand that veterans have earned certain benefits through their service, in particular, VA home loans. That's where Alabama Home Mortgage has made it easy. You just deal with Kim and the team over at Alabama Home Mortgage to take advantage of those VA home loan benefits. That way you don't have to deal with the bureaucracy yourself. So check them out today, folks. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. Coming up, this interview with President Trump that aired right before the Super Bowl. But first, we have calls. Donkey Lori, welcome to the show.
How you doing?
Hey, guys. Good. I'm doing good. That's my donkey sound.
Yeah, anyway. I know it is.
Okay, so I just wanted to brighten things up a little bit because I totally get that, you know, Coleman is shady and all of that. And this is about news and views. So I got a baby cow this weekend, y'all.
A baby cow?
How'd you get
it? I got a baby bull calf. He's a dairy bull calf, and his name is Fudge because he's the color of chocolate milk. So now I have the and he cried all night long.
Did he?
Yes, he did. He wants to be with my horses and my donkey and my goat, and we have to give them a little bit of a time to get to know each other between the fence before we put everybody together.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but anyway, so it's donkey, baby cow, Lori now, so part of the farm.
Now, are you just a specialist when it comes to all sorts of animal sounds?
I'm just an animal lover. I work for an animal shelter. I foster puppies for them. I have 11 dogs of my own, 2 cats, 2 horses, Jerusalem cross donkey.
And do they all get along?
Oh, yeah, they play like dogs. The equestrian play like dogs.
Wow.
I video them. I mean, it just does my heart good. I don't know. Well, almost all of my animals are rescues. Of course, Fudge is a rescue because he would have gone to a meat farm. So,
well, let me ask you this: have you had any coyote problems with your donkey around?
When we first moved in, and the horses moved in. And even with the amount of dogs I have, the coyotes, because I'm surrounded by pasture and woods, the coyotes were really bad. I mean, they literally would chase the deer right back up to my back fence line. When I move the donkey in, when I hear them, they're way off in the distance now. They don't come near my property because of the donkey.
That's great.
That's awesome.
And I know that they can hear my baby cow mooing the last couple of nights because he's not used to not being able to be with another animal, and they can come to the fence to each other, but he can't interact until we have just like this little transition period. We keep him safe, but I know the coyotes can hear him booing, and he sounds like he's in distress. It's just because he's
right
isolated, but the fact that my donkey is constantly making his baying sounds too, then the coyotes will not come near my property.
Can I come up there and see your stock sometime?
You absolutely can. Okay. We'd more than welcome you, absolutely.
And I feel for Fudge, Lori. When I moved to my new apartment, I was mooing at the moon for several days.
I know this sounds crazy, but you know those giant teddy bears? They're like $50. They're out everywhere. Well, I got one like 7 years ago before we moved up here, and it's like a thing I would have in my guest bedroom on one of my beds. I took it out to him last night, y'all, and put it on his little hay bed. I was so mad. I was like, he's by himself. Let me take him this teddy bear. So, and then I wanted to say one more thing just to kind of brighten up the mood.
y'all are cracking me up with the commercials for the weed man. He's on the commercials that play in between y'all talking. The Montgomery lawn care business, the weed man. Joey, I'm cracking up. I cannot stop laughing every
time. It's leaving an impression on you.
I mean, if it was a marketing strategy, it's hilarious. It's absolutely hilarious. So, anyway, you guys have a great day.
Thanks, Lori. We appreciate your call.
Thank you. Talk to y'all soon.
All right. See ya.
Bye. Let's go to the phone. Let's talk to Jim. Hey, Jim.
Hey, y'all could start doing a new segment on your program, the Farm and Home and Farm Show or something.
Well, and half the time when you call, your little dachshund's making noise, so it works
out. Yeah, well, I've got him pinned up this morning. He's in the kitchen eating. Speaking of donkeys, never mind. I pulled up, in some sense, Jack, if you catch my drift.
Right.
Glad to have you back, Jack.
Thank you.
I pulled up that picture. That is disgusting. And I know what the purpose of it was for him is to deflect from this deal with the military, the moving thing. That's exactly what that is.
Sure it is.
And for him to stand in there in that group of men in front of that dressed just like him, that is disgusting.
That
congressman that claimed you went to Vietnam. You're the one I'm talking about, Jack. All this crap he never did.
No, what Trump called him is Da Nang Dick. Richard Blumenthal.
Yeah, that's a saying. There's nothing different than that. That's disgusting.
I totally agree with you, Jim.
And I don't know who's running his campaign ads, but between that and his wife's creepy voice, he's just about blown it, man. I'm just fed up with it.
Well, it might be later referred to as the $2 million boondoggle because I don't...
Yeah.
He may get in a runoff because he spent so much money, but when all this stuff comes out, it's out, but not everybody's seen it yet, but once they see it, I think he's going down in flames.
Yeah, good, good. I'll vote for the real veteran. This thing on TV, I hate to tell the Democrats, today, the horse is out of the barn. In fact, the horse is on the racetrack and is kicking everybody's butt. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Yeah. So what they're doing this morning and what they're going to do, what a waste of time. I mean, it's over with.
Yeah, it really
is. It's all so they can get up there and pontificate and get their name in lights, and they're a bunch of BSers from way back. I mean, it's ridiculous.
They're not going to change anybody's mind or sway anybody from one side to the other. It's a done deal. That vote to not call witnesses is going to be the same situation when they vote. In fact, it'll be worse when they vote to acquit him. It'll be more... lopsided. So, I mean, this is just what a waste. But what I like about it is between today and tomorrow when they do all this crap, the caucuses are going on, so that they're going to take a lot of their attention away from that. But tomorrow night is going to be historic.
Yeah, that's going to be fun to watch.
I can't wait to hear from.
Of course, you're talking about the state of the state with Kay Ivey, right?
yeah, that too. It's going to blow up. It's going to be like this gigantic, humongous campaign rally,
No, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, and then Wednesday, that'll just be the icing on the cake. So, anyways, it's a lovely day out today. I just went out for a little bit, just warming up. I love it when the sun's shining and you can feel the warm on you.
Oh, yes.
Get that spring, little snippet of spring fever. Well, and I'm ready. Go ahead.
We got to run. I appreciate you reminding us while we're stuck in the attic that it's great outside.
Well, I mean, it's going to get up to about 75 today, man. I'm going to go out there and...
Yeah. I was riding all yesterday with the top down, doing errands. It was great.
It's going up to, what, 75 today?
Yeah, I think about 75,
That's super.
Well, Jim, I appreciate the call.
Yeah. Y'all have a good week. Bye.
You too.
Bye.
Appreciate it.
More news and views when we come back. 272-9228 if you want to get in. We've got this interview with the President of these United States coming up. Should be fun. You're listening to News and Views from 9 to noon with Joey Clark and Jack Campbell. Be right back.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Thousands of American lives lost on 9/11. Bradley Byrne thought of his brother, Dale Byrne.
When the towers fell, I knew my brother would be going to war. Dale was a true patriot. I miss him every day.
Dale passed away a few years ago, but his memory fuels his brother's desire to serve. Byrne has defended our values in Congress. Work hard, right wrongs, and fear God.
It hurts me to hear Ilhan Omar cheapening 9/11, entitled athletes dishonoring our flag, the squad attacking America. Dale fought for that right, but I won't let them tear our country apart. That's why I'm running for Senate.
Our values and our president are under attack by the radical left. We need a true Christian conservative to carry our flag. We need Bradley Byrne. Bradley Byrne for U.S. Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Are you ready to invest in your future and work with a Southern brand you know and trust? Jenny King, the King of Clean, is in very high demand right now in this area. So we're looking for motivated, customer-oriented people who want to pursue the dream of working for themselves, but not by themselves. Go to JennyKingCleans.com now and see how our proven track record can help you become financially independent with a company that has been cleaning for over 30 years. That's JennyKingCleans.com.
Jenny King, the King of Clean.
A highly placed politician talks about the Health and Wealth Show.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
This is Sarah.
Hi, I'm Sarah.
Sarah was looking for a job, but wanted to stay local.
That's right.
First, she built a giant satellite, then launched it into space to send a signal transmitting her resume. This did not lend Sarah a job, but it did start a war with the Zarkon Nebula.
I went too far.
Yes, Sarah went too far. But you don't have to go too far to go far. Montgomery area helpwanted.com only posts local jobs, so employers are way more likely to respond to your application and offer you a job. Montgomery area helpwanted.com. Local jobs that work.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228, 272-9228 if you want to get on the program. But hold your horses, actually, folks, because here comes the President of these United States. Interview that aired yesterday. It's pretty good stuff. Hannity, I think, actually behaved himself. Usually Sean talks too much, but he behaved himself with the President. Let's listen in.
Thank you very much, Sean. Thank you.
Obvious question. Impeachment, third time in history, acquittal pretty much now a formality. Been through a lot. Your reaction to all of it?
Well, it's been very unfair from the day I won, and I really say from far before the day I won, from the day I came down the escalator with our future First Lady, who's doing such a good job. To be honest with you, I think it probably started from there. It's been a very, very unfair process. The Mueller report, Russia, 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 as you say, which was total nonsense. It was all nonsense. The whole thing was nonsense. But it was a very unfair, and mostly it was unfair to my family. I mean, my family suffered because of all of this, and many other families suffered also. It was a very, very, it's a very serious thing. It should never happen to another president.
275 days from now, I guess the ultimate jury, the American people go to the polls. My question is this a campaign issue for you? Do you let it go? Do you see a path that you could work with Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, and the Democrats?
Well, I'd like to, but it's pretty hard when you think about it, because it's been such, I use the word witch hunt, I use the word hoax. I see the hatred, I see the level. They don't care about fairness, they don't care about lying. You look at the lies, you look at the reports that were done that were so false, the level of hypocrisy. So I'm not sure that they can do it, to be honest. I think they just want to win, and it doesn't matter how they win. In the meantime, I really believe this administration, me and this administration, we've done more than any administration in the history of our country. We've rebuilt our military. We've cut taxes at the highest amount ever in the history of our country. I mean, you see what's going on. There's a revolution going on in this country. I mean, a positive revolution. So African-American, Hispanic-American, Asian-American, we have the best numbers we've ever had. African-American, the poverty numbers are now reversed, and they're the best that they've ever had. So I don't know how anybody could possibly beat me with that vote. So we'll see how it does.
There were four separate investigations, Trump, Russia, collusion, culminating in the Mueller report. Now it's Ukraine. Does this hurt you? Does any part of this hurt you? What has hurt you the most about it all?
So, Sean, I think that with the economy being the best probably it's ever been in the history of our country. I mean, it is the best it's ever been. The unemployment numbers are the best. I should be up by 25 points. What they've done is they've really, all the media, I call it the fake news, and it is fake news, so much of it. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the fakeness is they don't want to report the good stuff. They don't want to report that the economy is good.
Well, any of this...
I'm going to stop it there. You know, I think the one argument Trump will make is whether you voted for me or not, I'm delivering on the promises, and I've been pretty consistent. I wanted to redo trade deals. I've done that. I wanted to build the wall or a very powerful fence. I've done that. Even if you don't love a president and the agenda, when somebody says, hey, I'm going to do this, and then they go and do it, you at least go, well, they're living up to what they said they wanted to do. So I think that's, with the economy, is really going to play into Trump's hands. And folks, these